Now CJSF presents a spoken word surprise.
Neighborhood Sounds. In spring 2020, students from a local school worked together to keep their class team all in this together in a new virtual space. Merging home life with school life, family life with educational life, and facing challenges in navigating this new educational landscape, Neighborhood Sounds presents a small window into the perspectives of some 10 to 12 year olds during this time. The intro song was taken from Chill Hop Essentials Fall 2018. The song is called To Breathe by Delayed. We used this album during calm times in our classroom and thought it would be a great place to start.
At the beginning of the year, we started singing together as a class. This is the first song we sang together. Pay attention to the lyrics in this song, as it gives you a clue on how the tone was set for our class at the beginning of the year.
That was the first song we sang together as a class, Run Like the River by Meghan Trainor from Playmobil the movie. Little did we know that these lyrics would be even more important to us later in the year during such exceptionally challenging times. The next song is All in This Together from High School Musical the movie. Each year, I would use the phrase we're all in this together in a sing-song way to try to remind folks to work together as a team. Each time I did that, the kids would break out into song and want to sing the whole thing. Because there was so much interest, we decided to use this song for our dance, for the dance festival we perform at every year. We worked on it for all of term two, learning the choreography from the actual video and working together as a team led by student leaders. We worked so hard, and on the last week of school before March break, we finally finished the dance. Each person who wanted their own role got one, and all the folks got to be part of the group that they wanted to be a part of. We were so excited going into March break about our huge victory, and we couldn't be happier. While you're listening, please pay attention to the vibe of this song and how it makes you feel, and try to imagine how incredible our elation would have been at the end of the term, having all come together and risen to the occasion of doing something really hard together right before our break.
Celebration. I finally
We achieved our goal. Everyone was so happy, and we left for March break excited about the future, even though some things had started to change. During March break, however, we started to notice that things were really changing.
First, the dance festival was canceled. Then school. We learned that we were all in it together in a totally different way.
Have you heard about Italy or Spain or New York City? I used to hate it, but now I miss talking about the weather. We don't know where we're headed. We're all in this together. Never has the world been more united or alone. Every person on the planet hunkered in their home. Some with brothers, friends, or lovers. Some are on their own. We might feel far apart, but we've never been more tethered. We don't know where we're headed.
Been greater to plot a course through the unknown and brave this stormy weather. 10 days to raise a hospital that holds 1,000 strong. The balconies in Italy are all joining in song. The rainbows in the windows are whispering along and chanting oh so subtly, this storm won't last forever. And though we don't know where we're headed, we're all in this together.
That song is Greg Halpin's acoustic version of We're All in This Together, a song which he wrote during COVID. The students didn't ever hear this song, but I thought it summed up the feeling of our shock in experiencing the global pandemic. This next song is the first song they did hear from me when we went back to remote learning. It was important to me to let them know they're loved. And Jesse Toms, Somebody Loves You, does exactly that.
Down in a place called Carpenter Glen, there is an odd little bunny den. The bunny rabbits there are kind and true, and they have a secret to share with you. They told me somebody loves you. Somebody loves you. Somebody loves you. Down at Carpenter Glen. It might be Chester with the pink mustache, or Jean with the jelly beans on her eyelashes. It might be Gerald on his flying toast, or Gilfred Mackenzie that loves you the most. But somebody loves you. 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 Down at Carpenter Glen. It could be Margaret pouring saxophone tea, or Liza who sleeps inside a raspberry. It might be Stan in his banana canoe, or Gwenadine who's wondering if you knew that somebody loves you. 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 Somebody loves you.
That was Jesse Toms' Somebody Loves You. It was one of the first messages the students heard as a virtual read aloud in one of our first few classes together. This next song was also written by Jesse Tom, but this time during COVID, as a way to send love to those in quarantine.
All right, here we go.
Sending love in this time of isolation.
Sending love to your distant safe location. Sending love. Sending love.
Sending love through the spaces in between us.
Sending heart to all those in quarantine. Just
sending love. Sending love.
You might be feeling sad or lonely,
scared or even glad, it's only natural to feel just how you feel.
We can make a space to play with anything that comes our way.
So will you send
your love with us to those who need it.
Sending love, it won't be like this forever. Sending love, we will get through this together. Sending love. Sending love.
Sending love, send it once and then repeat it.
Sending heart to the ones who really need it.
Sending love. Sending love.
And if you must go to the store,
make sure it is for something more
than just hot cross buns. Even
was Sending Love by Jesse Tom. In case you're just joining us, you're listening to Neighborhood Sounds, the story of a grade 5-6 class that worked together in spring 2020 to keep their class team all in this together during the challenge of COVID and remote learning. Some students felt isolated, while others reported that they felt more free during this time at home. Here's a song from one student who wants to celebrate her love of self and the freedom she felt being at home with her.
People say I try too hard. People say I come off really awkward. You know I don't mean no harm. I'm just trying to be myself. But sometimes I get confused, cause I can't read social cues. Throw my inhibitions out the door. I don't have an excuse, I'm just living in my youth. Don't know why people don't like me more. I have no friends, but that's okay. I don't need them anyway. I do my best all on my own. Spent my love on just myself. Took this people pleaser heart and I tore it all apart. Now I'm finally set free. I'm so proud to be me. That's why I don't care. I just wanna say I have no friends.
That song's called No Friends, featuring Rosendale by Cadmium. A student chose this song to celebrate the freedom of isolation they were experiencing through being able to be alone during this time. Other students got creative with music. This student created their own song on GarageBand. Please pay attention to the different styles that are demonstrated in this song and the transitions between them. That was a student-led creation from GarageBand. The student has been working on GarageBand mixing for over 2 years. Next up is Abigail Snow. This student was practicing her harmonium at home faithfully during COVID. Here's what she was practicing. Was Abigail Snow on the harmonium. Other students were working on their own projects while home. These next students worked on a long animal project where they researched facts about animals. Josh and Nathan are going to share with you their animal project.
Hi, I'm Josh, and I'm going to be telling you guys some facts about animals.
And I'm Nathan, and I'm going to be showing you my animal presentation.
There are 6 types of animals: invertebrates, reptiles, mammals, fish, birds, and amphibians. Bears.
There are 9 species of bear.
The bear names are grizzly bear, black bear, polar bear, Asian black bear, giant panda, sloth bear, spectangled bear, sun bear, and spirit bear. Panda. Pandas can make electricity out of bamboo.
Panda have 5 fingers, but it looks like 6 because its wrist bone is popped out.
They have a wrist bone as the extra finger.
Wolf. Wolves are the largest members of the dog family. Few gray wolves survive in Europe, though many live in Alaska, Canada, and Asia.
Cheetah.
Cheetah is the fastest land animal ever.
And the surprising part is its stamina. A cheetah can run top speed for 20 to 30 seconds. An average cheetah height is 2 feet 11 inches. Lengthwise, a cheetah is 4 feet 11 inches. A cheetah can weigh up to 21 to 72 kgs.
A baby cub will live with its mom for 1.5 to 2 years, but a male lives alone his whole life. Tigers. Tigers can run 35 miles, 56 kilometers per hour, but for only about 650 feet, 200 miles, before they get tired and stop. Saber-toothed tiger. Saber-toothed tiger is extinct.
A saber-toothed tiger's scientific name is Smilodon populator. The saber-tooths lived in the Ice Age.
It's a carnivore, meaning it only eats meat. Its teeth are 28 centimeters, 11 inches, having one of the biggest canines ever.
It weighs 400 to 500 kgs. It's 1.4 meters tall and 2.6 meters long. They are the strongest, tallest, scariest, and they are the ultimate wildcat. Tasmanian tiger. A Tasmanian tiger can open its mouth 120 degrees. Tasmanian tiger has tails like a kangaroo. The Tasmanian tiger went extinct. There is one video of the amazing Tasmanian tiger.
Dodo bird. The dodo bird home was Madagascar.
Dodos ate rocks because the rocks mashed up the berries and digested the food. The dodo bird went extinct in 1681. The dodo went extinct because of the hunters. Before hunters found the island, they had no predators on their island. When hunters came to their island, dodos didn't know what to do.
Kangaroos. Kangaroos live in eastern Australia. Fighting kangaroos kick sometimes and bite. Baby kangaroos are called joeys. Newborn joeys are 1 inch long, 2.5 centimeters. Elephants. Elephants are the largest land animal on Earth. An elephant's trunk is actually a big nose. Both male and female elephants have tusks, which are teeth that constantly grow. Males use their tusks to fight each other. Ape. Gorilla, chimpanzee, bonobo, and orangutans are called great apes. The great apes are more intelligent than monkeys and gibbons. And my presentation is over.
Gorillas. One gorilla is as strong as 9 average men. A gorilla can lift up to 815 kgs. Crocodiles. Crocodiles and dragonflies are the only creatures that survived the meteor that made the tragic extinction to dinosaurs. Fun facts. A crocodile nor an alligator can stick out their tongue. Hippopotamus. Hippos are the third largest living mammal. An average hippo can eat 40 plus kgs in one night. People say that hippos are slow. Actually, hippos are faster than humans. Komodo dragon. A Komodo dragon spit is poisonous. A Komodo dragon can run up to 12 miles per hour. An average Komodo dragon weighs up to 200 pounds. An average Komodo dragon is 3 feet tall, and a Komodo dragon is 8 to 9 feet lengthwise. A Komodo dragon can see objects up to 300 meters. That's 930 feet away. A Komodo dragon can eat 80% of its body weight in one feeding. The last one is a python. A python weighs up to 160 kgs, 352.74 pounds. Pythons are the longest snake in the world. It span to 3 to 5 feet. Some grow up to a whopping length of 23 feet. A python eats their prey by crushing them with its coils. Then it will squeeze it. The prey tail is for sure dead. And that's all. Goodbye.
Thanks so much, Josh and Nathan. We appreciate all your animal facts. In addition to projects, some students were working on student leadership. Students had the opportunity to lead their own radio shows,
to lead their own classes, to share workshops, and to basically share what they love and love to learn about with their classmates. This student was a radio DJ.
When you're a construction worker and you just finish building a city, all you gotta do is say, "We built this city," by Starship.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me. I recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight.
That was Built This City by Starship, chosen by one of our class radio DJs. Next up is a choice from our radio DJ, DJ Luca, who spun this track in our class to help us to remember that we're unbreakable.
You're taking the punches of a heavyweight. One by one, they never hesitate. You've had worse beatings, and you're still breathing. They'll tear you apart until there's nothing left. They'll pin you down and say it's over, kid. You feel no fear all day, all year. No one can make you change who you are. No one can take one beat from your heart when you're standing tall. Yeah.
scars like a badge of pride. You've come so far, you know who you are. All this time you've had the will inside to stand your ground the day that hell arrives. You're armed and ready, you will hold steady. No one can make you change who you are. No one can take one beat from your heart when you stand in tall. You're
That was Unbreakable by Birds of Tokyo, chosen by DJ Luca in one of his DJ sets in our class live stream.
It's basically saying, don't try to change who you are. Nobody can change who you are. Nobody can make you break, because when you're standing tall, you can get through anything and you're unbreakable.
Next up is another choice by DJ Luca. It was quite emotional when it happened at the time, given all that was happening in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, standing before you with something important to say. With some trepidation, I crave your attention, but I'm not gonna let anything get in my way. The message is simple, it's straight from my heart, and I know that you've heard it before. But what does it matter? We're in it together, and I'm not quitting while people are crying for me.
That was People Want Peace by Paul McCartney, played by DJ Luca in one of his DJ sets during remote learning. Speaking of peace, one student was concerned most about animals, and giraffes in particular, and organized some activists in our virtual classroom to work together to try to make a change.
And now to Sparrow with some information about the Giraffe Club.
Okay, so giraffes are highly endangered. According to most websites, less than 100,000 remain in the wild. I'd like to talk about some of the reasons why they're endangered.
Great.
So they're mainly endangered due to poaching. Some people want trophies, like the fur, or like, I hate to say it, the head of the giraffe. Or like the horns even. And they are very, like, all animals are important to ecosystems and stuff like that. Some people just think they're better than the animal. And that's happening with loads of animals. Think humans are equal to animals, but loads of people don't think they are. Which is one of the reasons that loads of animals are going extinct, actually. And it's really sad. All animals have a part to play in their, like, environment ecosystem. So, and giraffes are, like, so, of course, you know that they can reach higher foliage and stuff. So that can sort of, like, I don't know what to say about that.
Do you think it impacts the ecosystem differently because they can reach the higher foliage?
I think so, yeah, because other animals cannot reach those levels of height, the seeds wouldn't be able to spread as much, you know?
Oh, right.
And that, and like, if there are more trees, that helps loads of animals.
What made you interested in exploring this?
So, first, the giraffe club was just sort of fun, because me and two other friends, we decided that we like giraffes, so why not make a club about it? Then we found out that they were highly endangered, so we were like, we can help, because, you know, it's something that we wanted to do as soon as we found out.
You wanted to make a change.
Yeah. For the better. Yeah. And it's really sad because giraffes only live in Africa. I think probably one of the most endangered kinds of giraffe would be the Rothschild giraffe. And you might think that giraffes just all look the same, but they don't. Because we know that from the albino giraffes and, like, all the different patterns on, like, certain types of giraffes. Yeah.
The albino giraffe, there was only two albino giraffes left in the world. Two adult albino giraffes and one calf.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And unfortunately, poachers killed one of them, so...
There will be no reproduction, unfortunately. Those, like, it's just a shame that animals like that can't be admired, and then poachers just decide that because of how beautiful they are, they want them. Sort of, yeah, you know? And it's a bit sad. Like, it's really sad that those giraffes aren't the only giraffes that are critically endangered. It's all giraffes. And the one of the, like, worst things is that they only live in Africa. And it's illegal to actually kill them, but people still do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So... That's basically all I would like to say about giraffes and everything that's going on with them.
Thank you. Thank
you. They're beautiful creatures and they deserve to live.
Thank you, Sparrow. I'm wondering, did you want to share a little bit about what you've been working on with the Giraffe Club?
Well, everybody has their own ideas. One of the members of the group is working on perler beads. And that's really cool. I've made a poster so far, and I'm working on some other things as well.
And I think selling some of these things to raise
money. Yes, yes, that's why we're making them. And, like, the posters are just, like, you know?
Raise awareness?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I couldn't think of the word on the spot.
Okay, that's why we help each other, hey?
Yeah.
I think that's amazing, and... What I thought was extra cool about it as a teacher was I thought it was neat to hear about this happening, you know, in our virtual classroom and using some of the tools from our virtual classroom to organize and to try to make a change in the world in your own way. I thought it was kind of really neat when I heard about it. And yeah, I think we don't always know how to make a change in the world, but if you try and learn from what you tried and then keep trying, I think we could make a change. But if we don't try, we'll never know.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Thanks for being such a great example of what we could do as kids and as people.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anything else you wanted to share with us?
No, that's basically it. Awesome. And it's like one more thing, that everybody in Giraffe Club deserves credit, not just me. I'm just here to talk about it.
That's awesome. We know that it takes a team effort, and it also does take some special skills to help organize. So thank you for bringing that to help your team.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we'll listen to some more music. Thanks again for coming on.
Yeah, and the wind is talking. Yeah, for the very first time. Will the melody that pulls you towards it, painting pictures of paradise, saying, rise up to the light in the sky, watch the light lift your heart up, burn your flame through the night, whoa. Keep your head up high. While you're trembling, that's when the magic happens. And the stars gotta fly by your side. Yeah. Rise up to the light in the sky. Let the light lift your heart up. Burn your flame through the night. Yeah.
That was Spirit, sung by Beyoncé, from Disney's The Lion King, the remake. This year, we also learned about Harriet Tubman and her journey to freedom. We talked about George Floyd, racism, and police brutality. We learned about the 13 principles of Black Lives Matter. And we read a book called A Dictionary for a Better World by Irene Latham and Charles Waters. Students chose these poems to express how they were feeling during this time. Courage.
Sometimes courage can be getting up to face life's stormy world when you would rather hide in bed. Empathy. Ears open, mouth closed, paying attention to the other person, helping them know, yes, you matter.
Our year definitely did not turn out how we thought it would be. But the biggest message that I wanted to try to get across to our class was that even though it doesn't feel like it, we are all in this together. We've got a lot of work to do to get to that place, that ideal place that we all would like to be. but I find some small comfort in the fact that we are all in this together.
No one can make you change who you are. No one can take one beat from your heart. When you're standing tall, you're unbreakable. No one can make you bend. You won't fold. No one can take your shine. You're all gold. When you're standing tall, you're unbreakable. Step out of the dark and into a better light.
Thanks so much for listening to Neighborhood Sounds. Many thanks to all the students who created a lot of this work and who made one of the hardest years ever the best years I could possibly imagine. Best of luck to all the teachers, students, and pretty much everyone heading into a hard new year. We're all in this together.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.